Bamboo and Twine as They Grow is the new exhibition at the Bankstown Arts Centre. Three artists, Tian Baker, Dr. Cindy Chen and Sarah Ong, are exploring the material bamboo, its role in our contemporary world and the need for all of us to connect and share knowledge so we can grow and thrive together. Bankstown Arts Centre Director Rachel and artist Tian both joined me this morning to discuss this exhibition. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, this exhibition is taking place across two different venues, the Bankstown Arts Centre and the Museum of Art and Culture, Yepang in Lake Macquarie. Tian, can you tell us about how the idea of this exhibition came about?
I have a long-standing interest in bamboo and my practice as an artist. And then I got a lovely email from the curators at Mac Yepang and Bankstown Art Centre, Rachel Kyung and Jasmine Keane, asking me if I would be interested in working with them on a two-venue exhibition. And what were the things that I was interested in thinking about right now? And especially considering that the project was collaborative between two venues, what is an exhibition idea or a project that could have collaborative elements that I thought would be interesting? And I mean, I'm always thinking about bamboo. I had just come back from a month-long trip in Bali where I did a bamboo construction course. And bamboo is, as a material, I think in all cultures that work strongly with bamboo, it's a very collaborative material because it takes multiple people to carry, you know, to harvest, to carry it, to work with it. And you're often building, in these communities, you're often building like communal structures, which is something I'm very interested in. So naturally I thought, how do you feel about an exhibition that works with artists who use bamboo in their practice as a material, but also as a cultural symbol, as a way to connect to, you know, ancestors or connect to ancestral lands. And they were really into it. And so they converged a few other artists who were interested in these themes, and we went from there.
Yeah, wonderful. And this show deals with themes of labour, love, resilience and renewal. Rachel, how does this exhibition align with Bankstown Art Centre's overall artistic output?
That's a very good question. First of all, I want to take a step back quickly and just expand a little bit upon what Tian explained. So there are various ways to curation. Not sure how familiar the audiences might be to different approaches of curation, but I would say that this is one that was really organic, just like the plant bamboo, in the sense that when we invited Tian and she really highlighted the interest of working with bamboo, not just as a material, but a theme and concept, that sort of selection of artists grew from there. Tian did mention that she is acquainted with an artist that is a young emerging artist, Sarah Ong, that's actually based in the Canterbury Bankstown Council area. So that in itself was a really interesting kind of connection because Tian is based up in the Lake Macquarie region. Yeah. So then naturally we already have, you know, two artists already working in those two regions. And Cindy, whom I invited because I understand that she works with bamboo in a very intellectual way, but through another medium of paper and sound, formed a good sort of connector, just not just conceptually, but geographically. In terms of how it plays into the programming of Bankstown, well, first of all, we're highly multicultural, but I would also say that we're very experimental and collaborative in the way we program and we curate. And this was a wonderful opportunity for us to sort of test a different sort of curatorial model that is both artist-led, but also has, you know, inputs from curators. So myself and my collaborators, Jasmine Keane, who leads Mac Yepang, as well as the curator there, Ellen Hewitt.
Yeah, thank you. And this exhibition features a large-scale bamboo installation, sculptures, paperworks and videos. What's been the most rewarding part of collaborating with the other artists, Tian?
I mean, they're just really gorgeous people. And it's actually very rare. Like, it's a group show. It's very rare that you actually get to form relationships with other artists in the group show. Like, often they're your peers or you know them, but everyone just sort of brings their work, and it's the curator's job to bring everyone together. And that was still the case here in that it was the curator's job to bring us together and to place our work. But we had a very cute group chat and everyone has very specific knowledge. Particularly Sarah is like quite deep in the carpentry, quite deep in the techniques, deep in the preservation methods. And she shared so much great information with me. And we just sort of like bounded ideas off each other and helped each other improve our works or give further depth to our works and also sort of participate in each other's works very lightly as well.
Yeah, lovely. And a question for the both of you now. What would you like visitors to take away from this exhibition?
After you, Tian.
I mean, my work specifically, I'm first of all, I feel very proud that everyone in the show is, like a emerging, more or less, woman of Asian descent. I think that's a little rare. And we're talking about things that are important to us and our cultural background. And it's really nice to showcase, the way that we work. And it's all different ways. Like Sarah's very labor intensive. I'm very interested in literature and pre-colonial literature. And Cindy's very, very intellectual and embodied in the way she works. So it feels really great to bring us together and have just a bit of a highlight on these ways of thinking and working. My work specifically is about pre-colonial literature and literacy, and I'm very interested in the connection between literature and bamboo before Sarawak or Borneo was colonized. And so my main thing is, people had literature, people had language, people had literacy, even if it wasn't necessarily written down or if it wasn't written on paper or something that could be preserved forever. So that's my main thought, but I just really hope that people enjoy the show and have, an interesting connection with this incredible material.
Yeah, thank you so much for sharing. And how about you, Rachel?
So from a curatorial perspective, we're always very interested in the audience experience. I would say quite confidently that we hope, and that's the experience that we have created, certainly at Bankstown and also at Mat Yapang, is a sense of calm. Is this wonderful sense of calm when you actually enter the space. And it gives you time to the works, especially the sound elements of Dr. Cindy Chen's works are sound-based. It creates a sense of... it invites you to slow down. So from that point of slowing down, you can sort of take it all in from a calmer perspective, perhaps a different perspective, especially because bamboo is often seen as such a utilitarian material. But how does it then become also a cultural material and a cultural glue as well in this case that brings together three different artists? Yes, all with Asian backgrounds, but with different practices and different experiences, and how that invites the viewers and the audiences to contemplate and reflect on their own.
Wonderful. I can't wait to see it. Bamboo and Twine as They Grow is now on at Bankstown Art Centre and the Museum of Art and Culture, Yapang in Lake Macquarie, in case you are travelling over the summer. The exhibition ends on the 14th and 15th of February, respectively. Thank you to the both of you for joining me to chat today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.